In terms of the pneumonitis, what exactly do you see on the CT? Is it usually very obvious? And have there been pulmonary function studies done?
Yeah, so people have described it primarily as a reticular pattern, so it's an interstitial pattern. It tends to be pretty faint. I don't think you see it much on chest x-ray, so it's pretty much a CT finding. Out in the peripheral, kind of lower dependent lobes most commonly. Some people have mistaken it for a viral pneumonitis, but when they have biopsied it, it really comes back as a drug pneumonitis. We've treated it with steroids in more severe cases and seen it respond. It does fade when you hold the drug. It does seem to be a little bit more dose-dependent, so full dose, we see it a little more commonly. And PFTs, for the most part, haven't been really dramatically affected, DLCOs and FEV1s and things like that.
No issue in terms of mistaking this for tumor?
You know, so lymphangitic spread can appear like this. For the most part, the clinical course for that lymphangitic spread is pretty fulminant. We don't see a lot of lymphangitic spread in renal cell carcinoma. So the incidence of this, in some cases, you know, 20, 30% of patients seems to be really consistent with a drug etiology.
Do you think that seeing this on CAT scan is an indication to stop the drug?
So, you know, that was a really good initial thought, and we did that in a lot of patients. Actually, another mTOR inhibitor, RAD001, or everolimus, studied recently in renal cell carcinoma. We actually had really strict criteria for this, where if patients were absolutely asymptomatic, PFTs were unaffected, they were allowed to continue on through this. And we actually didn't run into a lot of trouble with that. So we actually think this is something, if you continue to monitor patients symptomatically and by PFTs, you can treat through this. We haven't seen it become kind of fulminant or anything like that.
Do you think it's an indication for biopsy?
You know, I think if there's any question, as you mentioned, if there's any differential diagnosis worrisome for a lymphangitic spread, certainly anybody that's symptomatic. And then I think if there's any concerns of other factors, fever or other things associated with this, I would biopsy. But if it's really an uncomplicated finding, it's asymptomatic, I think it is something that you can kind of watch empirically.